At last night's Anchorage School Board meeting, Superintendent Carol Como happily repeated an announcement she'd made earlier in the day at a teacher contract press conference.
We're all thrilled that our negotiating teams were able to come to tentative agreement last Friday morning at 1:30 or so in the morning. Kudos to both teams.
The two sides delayed announcements so the union could notify its membership before media attention began. The contract negotiations began last December and were in marked contrast to previous years. In the past, teachers continued to work without a new contract. Once, during a lengthy stalemate, they agreed to a one-year contract instead of 3 years to allow more bargaining time. 3 years ago, union members rejected tentative agreements and replaced their bargaining team. Anchorage Education Association President Jim Lepley expressed guarded optimism concerning the reception the proposed agreement would receive from the approximately 3,500 union members.
We're hopeful, and AEA is recommending to its members that they ratify the tentative agreement.
The union ratification vote takes place May 6th. The district's Human Resources Director, Eric Tollefson, headed its bargaining team. Before last night's school board meeting, he summarized the tentative agreement's proposed salary increases.
The first year of it, full-time teachers receive an additional $1,800. The second year, they get 2% on the salary schedule. And the third year, they get 3% on the salary schedule.
If approved, the three-year contract would raise the base salary for a new teacher with a bachelor's degree by the 2012-2013 school year from $43,000 to $47,000. The highest-paid teachers, those with a Ph.D. and long experience, would increase from $80,000 to about $86,000. Tollefson tallied the district's cost.
In the first year of this agreement, it'll cost about $12,684,000 more than the previous year, and that's something that we had budgeted for next year.
That amount includes increased health insurance contributions. Beyond salary and insurance increases, the tentative contract includes establishing a joint committee to develop school performance recommendations. Tollefson praised this year's bargaining tone. AEA President Lepley agreed.
Well, I think after the last go-around 3 years ago where there was a tremendous amount of animosity and two TAs that were rejected, when one finally came back that was accepted, what we wanted to do was kind of grow on that and see if we couldn't do it a little differently this time and be as professional as possible and as positive as possible, realizing that the eventual outcome would not necessarily please everyone on each side 100%.
Lepley sees an additional benefit to the announced tentative contract.
From the teacher's viewpoint, one of the big things, I believe, is that it's a positive point that we have a tentative agreement for them to look at before the end of the school year. That has not historically been the case in Anchorage over my 32 years of being here in the district. That's a real positive thing, and if the teachers agree to it, then we'll be able to start a school year off with a contract. That way teachers can focus on what they do best, and that's teach.
If the AEA membership ratifies the contract on May 6th, the proposed agreement then goes to the Anchorage School Board for its approval, most likely at its May 24th meeting. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.